Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Check your credit report.
Do it yourself.
Manage money.
Your income tax.
Where's your bailout? Bailout.
Saving for college.
Negotiate the best price.
Where are we supposed to haggle?
Start saving.
Retirement.
Bailout.
Do it yourself.
Where's your bailout?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. That's because nobody is going to step in like some deus ex machina and magically fix your finances for you. But you can do it yourself. We're letting you know that through our DIY bailout series, and we're now in week 7 of our 10-week series. So if you've been following the adventures of Takeaway contributor Beth Koblenner, you're probably well on your way to getting your finances straightened out. But today we're going to talk about a relatively complicated question. If you have kids, should you save money for their college education? That's right. Should you even do it? The cost of an college education has risen 136% over the last 30 years. Those hefty price tags means people are questioning whether or not they need to save more for their kids' education. But Beth Koblenner says it's not quite that simple. Right, Beth?
That's right. You know, it is alarming. And most things in the world of personal finance, when you look at them closely, you know, it doesn't seem that bad. The closer you look, you think, you know what, I can really do this. This is worse.
But here's the thing, Beth, and this is true, I'm sure, for any parent who ended up, and is perhaps like me, still paying off my college loans. I don't want my son to ever be in that situation. I have this need to put money away so he doesn't have to borrow money to go to school.
I know. And there is that need, but there are things you have to do, and you have to take care of yourself first.
When you're making this essential decision, should I put money away? Should
right.
I put it into a retirement account either? Should I put it into a high interest bearing
right.
savings account? You know, one of the things that kind of struck me as I was doing my preparation for this segment is I realized that a ton of people pay money for college that ends up getting kind of flushed down the toilet to a certain extent because their kids change their majors, which means they just paid for a year of college that the kids didn't need.
Right.
Or maybe they don't finish.
I am a real believer in number one is set your priorities right away. Don't feel guilty if you can't afford it. You know, everybody says that, oh, a solid education, the best investment you can make. Yes, it's
a
good investment.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful investment. But the most important investment for you right now and for many listeners is to make sure their own financial security is set. It's important for you to save for retirement because you know what? You can't borrow for retirement. Your kid can borrow for college. And ultimately, retirement is more expensive than college. When you think about it, if you retire in your, 60s, you're going to be retired for about 20 years. College is very expensive, but, you know, the total cost for 4 years at a public in-state school is $130,000, say. Well, in 15 years from now, but if you're going to retire in 15 years from now, you're probably going to need closer to $300,000.
Okay. But let's say that I'm putting the
you're
max.
You're a good mother. You're worried about your kid. I know.
But here's the thing. Let's say I'm putting the max in my 401k, and you know I'm the one that's lucky enough to have a job. We're not even talking about somebody that perhaps
Absolutely.
Is unemployed at this point.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm putting the max into my IRA,
mm-hmm.
But I still want to have something set aside
okay.
for my kids.
So,
what's the best way to do it?
Here's what you do. The first most important thing to do, put the maximum you can into your company 401k plan at work. And if you have matching, absolutely make sure to do that. But above and beyond the matching, also max out of Roth IRAs, which we've talked about. They're post-tax money, but the great thing about them is the money grows tax-free for life. And these are great ways to save for yourself and your future. Then, if you've done that and you've prepared for your own financial future, which, by the way, if you don't, you're going to be living with your kids when you're in your 60s and 70s. So they're going to be paying for it either way. So I think they'd probably rather be paying off those student loans than, you know, having you move in with them, maybe. Not
right.
you. I mean, you're great, but maybe, you know, some other older mother. But I think it's very important to pay attention to the financial aid formulas because how you save affects how much aid you get. So people don't realize if you put money in a retirement account like a 401k, an IRA, that money building up there will not be tapped by the federal aid formula. So that's another advantage, right?
Oh, wow.
Smart to save in those
that
plans.
That is very smart. But what about the 529 plans?
Okay, so once you put the most you can into your 401k plans to save for your future, then start looking into these excellent 529 plans. I really like them. They're state-sponsored plans, but they allow you to save, again, tax-free if the money is used for college. You want to go on the best website, savingsforcollege.com, because you could compare. If you live in a state, if you live in New York, you can still put your money in another state's 529 plan. So you want to do your research. The bottom line with that is, if your state offers you a tax break for putting money in, you get a tax deduction for putting money in your own state, chances are you should stick with your own state's plan, because those tax rates can be really hefty. You can get, in New York, for example, $5,000 if you're single, $10,000 if you're a married couple. That's a nice, great break. But if you don't get such a break, you might want to shop around. And this website really allows you to look at what kind of investments are offered in the other plans, because there's a limited pool of investments. And the final thing is, be very careful, because most of the choices are stock market investments. And if you're looking for the long term, you're saying, you know, you have a newborn or a really little kid, that's okay. You want to be invested for the long term. But be warned that as you get closer to college, you want that money saved.
I have another tip, actually, Beth, that you didn't mention.
Okay.
In order to save money on college, and that is to encourage your kids to take advanced placement tests and classes
so
while they're still in high
school.
I saved a ton of money because I got 4 and 5s on my AP exams, and then when I got to college, I passed out of all those beginning courses.
Well, you're so smart.
I study.
It's true. No, but it's true.
Makes me appear smarter than I am.
There are all kinds of ways that kids have to contribute, and that's definitely one of them.
Okay, Beth Koblenner, takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life. You can check out all of Beth's tips at our website, thetakeaway.org.
That's right. If you want to be a contributor, particularly if you're a parent of a college-bound kid and need to calculate your contributions and you'd still like to retire someday, you can check out Beth's savings ideas at the Takeaway blog. You can also check out the blog for a glimpse of what we're working on editorially in this program and add your 2 cents, be part of the editorial process. Check it out at thetakeaway.org and click on blog. We've been talking privacy this morning. For example, Congress may look at what Facebook knows about you and how Facebook treats that information. What's fair game for anyone to know about you, and how should your personal information be controlled on social networking sites? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to thetakeaway.org. Who are your friends? Do you want your Facebook friends to be on a billboard somewhere?
No,
that'd be a lot of faces. Like, imagine,
I don't
1,600
think
faces.
Who's
going to
invest in a billboard with my friends on it?
Well, you know, these are Celeste's friends. I think if over 300 friends on Facebook, you're a loser. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.